Yes, we have started from the Tourist Information Centre. Now we are heading towards the old part of the city. We are now in Queen Victoria Square. So on our left, there's a statue of Queen Victoria above the toilets. So we like to say she's on the throne.
Gentlemen out. Gentlemen in.
And in front of us, we are very lucky in the city. We have several museums that are all free to go around. So we have the beautiful Maritime Museum in front of us here, which was the old dock offices.
I think all the museums are free of charge.
All the museums are free, yeah.
It's a museum about the culture from the sea.
It's from the docks and the fishing and the whaling and all the industries associated with the sea and the maritime history of Hull.
We lopen met Paul Schofields hier door Hull. En we zijn net vertrokken in het bureau van toerisme. Een goede basis om er vanuit daar te vertrekken. Queen Victoria Square, zei Paul al. De zon komt uit, heerlijk om even een stukje te lopen. Wij lopen ongeveer met Paul een uur of twee. Maar je kunt zelf je eigen route uitstippelen. We gaan ook niet alles uitzenden, een aantal fragmenten samen met Paul.
We're going past and also the building on the other side of the square is the Ferens Art Gallery, which has a wonderful collection of old masters, a number of Dutch paintings in there as well, and even contemporary exhibitions inside. So it's one of the best art galleries outside of London is the Ferens Art Gallery in Hull.
Yeah, it's a combination from old art and new art.
Old and new together, and different travelling exhibitions also inside here.
Why is it called the Ferens?
The Ferens, he was a great benefactor. He was a local industrialist, a businessman to Hull, and he donated the site for the art gallery.